Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the elite community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Again this year, we're listed number one in Mississippi among all community colleges and one of the top in the Southeast in getting our students prepared for the workforce. It's a big week here at Northeast. Dr. Ford, our president, will join us in just a bit. He'll talk more about the SACS virtual visit to campus this week. It's also game day here in Boonville. Tonight, the Tiger football team kicks off the 2020 campaign, hosting Holmes Community College, a 6:30 kickoff. If you don't have your ticket yet, and it's a sellout, so if you don't have your ticket by now, you can still watch it, though, on nemcctv.com. Also, a friendly reminder that a week from tonight, Campus Country, first showtime of the academic year. They'll be performing at the Fountain in front of the Ramsey Student Services Building a week from tonight, the 8th at 7 p.m. If you're coming, you're encouraged to bring your own lawn chairs, blankets, find your spot on the lawn or around the fountain to enjoy a socially distanced concert. Let's bring in our president now, Dr. Ricky Ford. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Again, good morning, Will, and good morning to the Northeast family and everybody out in the communities. We want to say thank you for everyone's efforts in making Northeast the great institution it is. A lot of things going on at Northeast, a lot of things happening within our Northeast family, a lot of things happening out in the communities, and which we are a huge part of. One of the big things that just finished up is our SACS 10-year peer review. This is the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. This is our accrediting agency that looks at the things that we're doing and makes sure that we are doing what we say we do in our policies and our procedures and all those things that goes along with reaccreditation. I'm happy to say that the committee has just completed their review and they left us with a couple of recommendations that we will look at and we will adjust and we will get those corrected and moving on. And I hesitate to use the word corrected because some of the things that we were doing, they were only recommendations. When we look at the entire review process, they were very complimentary of Northeast and the direction that we are going and the direction that we're headed in. They're very complimentary of the personnel that comprise Northeast and the Northeast employees. They're very complimentary of each and every one of you in the fact that we are doing what we say we're doing. So we're going to attack those recommendations and get those completed and get back to them, and then everything will be pretty much ready to go. So we're excited about the review and process that just ended, and again, it just reflects upon the type of employees and the quality employees that we have here at Northeast that embrace Northeast, embrace the vision, and have an attitude of what can we do to make ourselves better. So that's kind of what we embrace here, and so we're going to move forward and continue to make Northeast one of the premier institutions, not only in the state, but in the nation also. I would like to emphasize, too, that they were very impressed with our quality enhancement plan, our QEP. You will hear a lot more coming from that as we just begun that process. We're in the first stages of it, and it is a five-year plan, and it deals with advising. And it's important that each and every one of us embrace the idea of advising our students. And, you know, when I say embrace the idea of advising, you know, I'm not only referring to faculty members who are technically the official advisor of our students, but everyone else on campus. Doesn't matter what your job entails or anything like that, each and every one of us are advisors because we come in contact with our students and we have conversations with them, so it's important that we point them in the right direction and we teach them those things that are necessary in life. So our quality enhancement plan, which is Atlas, and we are looking forward to implementing that and moving forward with that. So that's huge. I do want to talk a few minutes about our back to normal schedule. You know, I've thought about this a lot, and I think we've had conversations about it. with their students. And our students are in dire need of that face-to-face communication with their instructor. And it is just very important that we do that. You know, my concern is with the virtual aspect, that the quality of instruction is not the same as if it were a face-to-face situation, simply because of that interaction that the student needs with that teacher. It's important that if a student has a question, that they get an immediate answer to that question, and they don't have to wait a couple of hours. And nothing negative about anyone or the faculty or anything like that. You know, the faculty has a tremendous job to do, and they have a lot on their shoulders as far as trying to teach virtually, trying to teach face-to-face classes, and try to manage all this. And sometimes it may be an hour or two, it may be 30 minutes, it may be 6 hours, it may be a while before they can respond to that question by email. And during the meantime, we must stop and think about what the student is going through during that process. They may have an issue getting on Canvas and they can't get on Canvas. We're going to continue allowing students the opportunity to get a virtual schedule if they so choose to do that. But we're also going to provide that much-needed face-to-face interaction. If a student wants a face-to-face schedule completely, or a hybrid situation where they only have a couple of classes online, or they meet a couple of days a week with the class online and a day or two with face-to-face, we're going to still remain those students to have that option of having whatever they want. But about 79% of our students have requested that they prefer a face-to-face situation, so we're going to provide that for them. So in saying all that, in January of 2021, Northeast Mississippi Community College will return to our normal schedule of offering face-to-face classes and things like that. We will continue to navigate through this COVID epidemic that we're going through. We're going to still make sure that we maintain the guidelines of social distancing, of mask and washing hands, and those things like that. We're going to maintain those guidelines, and we'll be very vigilant about doing that. So you can look for more coming from this, and more guidelines and more instruction on what to expect and things like that. So we're excited about getting things back to a normal class schedule. And we will navigate through the COVID experience and be very successful with that. So you'll hear more about that coming up, about getting our back-to-normal schedule. I do want to mention that we have football starting tonight. Do want to invite everyone to a tailgate session, which will be from 5 to 6 in front of the Union around the Fountain area. It will be room to space out and eat with your family and enjoy the meal, enjoy the time and fellowship. And then we will go over to the football field, if you so choose, about 6 or 6:15 and get ready for the kickoff for the first football game of the season against Holmes Community College. And that kickoff is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Keep in mind, if you're a faculty with your ID, you can get in with that and you don't have to do anything. I think all of our tickets have been sold out. Students have to remember that they have to have a ticket along with their ID to get in. They can get that ticket by coming by the business office and picking that up. And they may be all gone, too. I feel like they're sold out. As a matter of fact, we are. Just got word that we are sold out with four tickets. But if you have a pass, if you're a faculty member or you're an employee, you have an ID, you can get in with that. Do not need a ticket. There will not be any tickets sold at the ticket office tonight. However, if you have a pass of any type, you can get in on the West Gate, located on the west side of the stadium. So we're looking forward for a great performance from our football team, a great performance from our band tonight. So we're always excited about watching our teams play. We're always excited about watching our fabulous Northeast Tiger band play, and they have a great show provided for us under the circumstances. They will perform the national anthem and some other selections prior to the game from the stands. But at halftime, we will have a performance from the band. So again, looking forward to all those things. Looking forward to finishing up this semester strong. Encourage our students to stay in there and stay focused and reach out to their instructors or anyone else who they feel like could help them. So I know a lot of students have called my office seeking help, and we've got them to the correct offices, and everything's been taken care of. So we encourage you to encourage the students and even each one of you employees to reach out to us with any concerns or questions that you might have, because we are here to serve you, our employees, serve our students, and serve the people out in our communities. So again, thank you all so much for what you do. You're a tremendous group of employees, our faculty. I can't say enough about what you're doing. You're doing such a fabulous job. Our employees on campus are doing such a fabulous job too. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Appreciate your time once again this week here on Tiger Talk. Now, earlier this week, Dr. Ford gave the welcome at the inaugural MACCC Golf Competition of the Year. That was at Shiloh Ridge in Corinth. And then after that, congrats are in order to head coach Derek DeVaughn, because both the coach and his Tiger golf team went out and won the inaugural tournament of the year. Jake Gilcrease of Northeast finishes one shot off of the individual medalist honors. The Tigers return to action this Saturday for round one of the MACCC event number two of the regular season. That's at Eagle Ridge Golf Course in Raymond. Also, keep in mind, when we talk about President Ford, he is involved heavily, as always, as we all are, with PTK, and NEMCC's Phi Theta Kappa is sponsoring a virtual 5K October 15th through the 31st. It's called Run with Ricky, named after our very own president, Dr. Ricky Ford. It will benefit NEMCC's PTK chapter and their efforts with community and campus outreach. Participants can walk, run, or just donate. Registration and donation links are now available starting today at tinyurl.com/runwithricky. PTK's officer team and advisors are hoping that this opportunity will inspire people to get out and get active, all while helping support the work of Iota Zeta. Registration for those wishing to participate in the 5K is $25, and can sign up, as I said, beginning today, October 1st. The chapter is also accepting donations through the Northeast Development Foundation. One other note before we wrap it up, just a friendly reminder, before you come to campus, whether you're a student or an employee here at Northeast, to fill out your screening form every morning to keep Northeast safe during this pandemic. And now with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes each week. So for President Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.